Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Caught it on that post by the corner of the parlour.
Oh, it's a nuisance, that. We really ought to take it out.
I still managed to get the yard scraped, but by the time I'd finished...
See. Oh, yeah, it's going to need welding.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's all right. At least I'm not at Lower Loxley today. I did offer.
Yeah, you said.
But Elizabeth just wants a quiet day with the kids.
Here you are.
Hi, Pip. Just showing your dad the damage I did yesterday.
Are you ready to take me to see Auntie Elizabeth?
I'll get it into the machinery shed, I think.
It's more sheltered in there.
Yeah. Give Elizabeth my love. Tell her I'll see her tomorrow.
I will.
Can I drive?
If you like.
Test in 2 weeks. I need all the practice I can get.
Fine by me.
And I'll make sure I look out for any concrete posts.
Yeah, very funny.
Don't want Dad to have to weld the car.
You could have just dropped me off, Tom.
No way. I wanted to see my nephew now he's moved on.
Yeah.
Welcome to the transitional unit, eh, Henry? It's so much nicer in here.
It's a bit more normal, isn't it?
Seeing all those babies with tubes and stuff was pretty worrying. But you can tell he's on the road now.
Mm. It won't be long before you're coming home with Mummy, will it, Henry?
Hmm.
And legs up.
Oh, very undignified being a baby, isn't it?
He doesn't mind, do you, darling?
You will when I take him for his first pint and tell him I've seen him like this.
Dad could say the same about you.
Oh, okay. I'll keep quiet if he does.
Right, one more should do it, I think.
Hmm, you're getting quite nifty at that.
I was terrified to start with.
Have you seen Joe lately?
Joe Grundy? Do you think so?
He's turned himself into some sort of druid.
What?
Yeah, he's going round the houses dressed like that bloke out of Asterix, or his version of it, anyway.
He finally lost it, then?
No, it's his latest get-rich-quick scheme.
All right, let's get a nice, clean nappy on you.
He's planting mistletoe on people's trees so they can grow their own.
What?
For a fee, of course. And if you pay extra, he'll, I don't know, do a chant and dance round it or something.
People aren't falling for that, surely.
Well, there must be enough to make it worthwhile for him to go traipsing round in a sheet.
He'll freeze to death.
I expect he's got his long johns on underneath.
Oh, please.
Ugh. Well, you know what people are like. They'll believe any old rubbish nowadays.
Right, that's better, isn't it? Now, let's get you into your nice, warm baby grow.
If you're okay, I'll probably nip off soon.
Yep, that's fine.
I'm doing the milking tonight. So, Dad'll pick you up about 5:30?
Mm, lovely. Right, one leg in.
Mum's planning supper for 7-ish, so we can all be there.
All, including Kathy?
I think so. Don't get Dad on the subject.
No, we all know how he feels by now. What are you going to do before milking?
Brenda wants us to sort out a hotel for our birthday trip. We've only booked the flight so far.
Another leg? Oh, come on, Wiggler.
I told her, it's Berlin. You don't sleep in Berlin.
I can't imagine she agreed.
She knew I was joking. A bit.
When is it?
25th of Feb. 4 nights.
Hmm. You have a wonderful time.
Hmm? Just the thought of Dad and Jazza doing all the work on the farm gives me a warm glow.
Right, now, your arms.
Look at you!
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't put her off any longer.
Oh, you look the picture of a young mum.
Hello, Vicky.
Doesn't she, Tom?
Yeah, I suppose she does.
Oh, and here's baby Henry, your miracle baby.
Well, I wouldn't say miracle.
Oh, he is.
It's just good medical science, that's all.
I brought him a little pressy.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Right. Let me do this up and we'll open it.
Oh, he makes me go all broody just looking at him. I bet Brenda's the same, isn't she, Tom?
Not really.
Oh, you're going to have to get a move on, you know.
What?
We're both knocking on 30.
You can't let Helen leave you behind.
It's not a race.
No, you need to start thinking about having one of your own.
Oh, there's plenty of time for that.
Oh, typical. That's just what a man would say, isn't it, Helen? Anyway, I bet Brenda's got other ideas.
I really don't think so.
Maybe not before, but now there's little baby in the family.
She didn't feel like that about Abby.
Yeah, you see if I'm right.
I'll take those through to the children.
Oh, it's okay, Elizabeth. I'd like to have a chat with them anyway.
All right, thank you. It's orange for Lily and blackcurrant for Freddie.
Okay.
I'll get the door, ma'am.
Oh, thanks, but...
Okay.
You don't take sugar, do you?
No. How are Lily and Freddie? It must be so hard for them.
It is. But they're just wonderful. They're doing remarkably well.
Do they... I mean, has it sunk in?
Well, it does take a long time before you fully accept it. I remember last year with your granddad.
Yeah.
You know, there are still times when I think, oh, I must tell Dad about that, and then I remember.
I know what you mean.
I'm sure there'll be lots of those times for Freddie and Lily.
Mum was saying they're always welcome to come over to the farm, you know, if they need a change of scene or something.
That's nice of her. I'll bear it in mind.
Or I was wondering, maybe I could take them to see a film, if you thought...
Thanks, Pip. I'll see what they say. I'm sure they'd love to.
Good.
Mind you, they're going to be quite busy for a while. They're very keen to do the selection exams.
Are they?
For their secondary schools. Nigel had high hopes for them, you see, and they wanted to do what he wanted them to do.
Oh, that's lovely.
So they'll be starting their tuition up again this week.
Right. And I wondered, is there anything I can do to help here? With work, I mean. Dad said you had this big wedding coming up.
Yeah. He's basically taken on organising that.
Well, if you needed waitresses or something... I mean, not that I'm looking for extra hours, it's just... I'd like to help if there was something I could do.
Yeah, that's so nice of you. But you're in the middle of your exams.
Well, yeah, I've got some. Business studies reset on Thursday.
I expect you're revising hard, aren't you?
Trying to.
How's it going?
All right, I suppose. A lot of it's down to what will come up on the paper.
That's always the way.
Yeah.
But the more time you spend on revision, the better. So I think it's probably best if you concentrate on that for the time being.
Okay.
But I do appreciate the thought. And if there is anything, I'll definitely let you know.
Oh, he's fallen asleep, look. Oh, what an angel.
Shall I take him then?
No, we don't want to disturb him.
It'll be all right. I'll put him in his cot.
Oh, I don't want to let him go. You'd better watch out, Helen. When your back's turned, I might just run away with him. Only joking.
Right, well, let's have him.
He's waking up.
No, he's all right. Right, I'll just go and put him down.
Isn't he gorgeous?
He is.
You just want to eat him up, don't you?
Not exactly, but he is very sweet, yes.
Oh, I'm so glad it's worked out for her. Anyway, it's good you're here, Tom, because I've been meaning to catch up with you about Brenda's party.
Yes?
Have you thought of any games that she'd like yet? I was thinking about Murder in the Dark or Sardines, you know, where someone hides and when you find them, you have to hide in the same place.
Vicky, perhaps I didn't really make it clear.
What?
I really don't think Brenda would like games at her party.
But they were a scream at Susan's Christmas do.
No, I know, but that was a bit different.
Oh.
It was all ages there and... Well, no offence, but it needed a bit of livening up. But when it's mainly people of our age, all we want is a few drinks and a bit of music and the party will look after itself.
Well, I thought it would be fun.
Well, it might be a laugh, but believe me, Brenda wouldn't want that sort of party. Not for her 30th.
Are you sure?
I am.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
But I'm still going to do the memory thing.
memory thing?
You know, as you didn't want baby photos, I'm going to ask everyone for memories of Brenda and then stick them up around the room.
Oh.
I bet you've got some, haven't you, Helen?
Hmm? Memories of Brenda, you know, important moments from her life.
Well...
For a party.
Is this for a speech or something?
To stick up around the room.
Oh.
Oh, I've put you on the spot, haven't I? Tell you what, I'll go to the loo and you can tell me when I come back.
Right.
Is it...
Yeah, back through the double doors and on the left.
Lovely. There are a bit.
Okay.
Oh, this party is going to be a disaster.
You know the first thing that shot into my mind?
No.
Her nearly being sacked from Radio Borsetshire.
Well, we don't want that plastered over the wall.
No.
So you'd better think of something else before she comes back.
My mind's a blank now.
You know what's even worse?
What?
Suppose Vicky goes on to Brenda about having babies. You know how she feels about that. She'll hit the roof.
Chips will be about 20 minutes.
What are we having with them?
Quiche.
Oh, one of Mum's?
Supermarket, I'm afraid.
Oh, OK.
How did the welding go?
Well, not the neatest job I've ever done. I think the wire line is a bit worn. I was wondering when I could get a replacement.
Not this week, I wouldn't think.
Not with everything, no.
And the AGM on Thursday. Having to take over as NFU chair on top of everything.
Yeah, I know the timing's not great, but there's not a lot we can do about it.
Couldn't you defer it or something?
Not really, no. Arthur's all ready to hand over. He's got a holiday booked.
People would understand.
I can't, Ruth. The members are depending on me. I want to make a good job of it.
I'm sure you will, but with working here, working at Lower Loxley...
Yeah, well, that won't be forever. And it's not like there's any field work here at the moment.
Oh, goodness.
You are still coming, aren't you?
On Thursday.
I would like you beside me when I take over.
Of course I am. I wouldn't miss that.
Good.
Need any help with lunch?
No, thanks, Pip. It's all under control.
What are we having?
Quiche.
One of Gran's?
Supermarket.
Oh.
How is Elizabeth today and the twins?
Well,
I suppose you could say as well as could be expected.
Yeah, sure.
We left them all cuddled up on the sofa watching a DVD.
It's heartbreaking. There's a great gap where Nigel should be.
They've got a hell of a long road ahead.
Yeah.
Lily, Freddie, we have to go in 5 minutes. Get your bags.
Oh, I'll take them.
Oh, no, Kenton, you took them last week.
Oh, once. Well, I can easily start taking them regularly, as long as you want.
Well, we should really be getting back to normal.
Well, look, I've got to go to Ambridge anyway.
Huh?
Yeah, I've got a meeting at the Bull before they open up. Farmhouse breakfasts? Jolene and I are going to finalise the menus for the printer.
Right.
Yeah, so I might as well drop them off on the way.
No, I think they're expecting to go with me.
No, they won't mind. And haven't you got a meeting of your own to go to? When are you seeing the solicitor?
9:30.
Oh, there you are then. It'll give you a bit longer to get into Borchester. I mean, you know what the traffic's like this time of the morning.
Well, yes, actually, you're right. OK, thank you. It'll be a help.
Oh, good. How are you feeling about it? The will and everything?
Oh, it's just something that has to be done. Fraser and I are executors, so I know what's in it.
Right.
Won't be any surprises.
And you'll have Mum with you?
Yes.
Morning.
Oh, hiya.
Hello, David.
Hi.
Come to man the office?
Yep. How are you today, sis?
Oh, I'm all right. You know, getting back to... Well, not normal, but...
I know.
I'm just going to go and round up Lily and Freddie, then.
Yeah. Or tell them that they can choose the music.
Yeah, I will.
How is she really?
The same. All buttoned up.
Yeah.
I mean, she was great yesterday. Made a big effort, doing her best for the kids, you know.
Yeah, Ruth said...
Dave, I was thinking, you've got this big wedding to organise, haven't you?
Yeah, among other things.
Yeah, well, I know it's not really your thing, you know, functions, hospitality.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I know, but well, if you wanted me to take some of it on, well, I've had a lot more experience with that sort of thing.
What, running a bar?
Well, with our private bookings, I know the sort of thing to expect.
Are you saying that I'm not up to the job?
No, not at all. I just thought...
Because you know, I'm fine, Kenton, thank you. It's common sense, is all.
It's only an offer.
Lewis and I are managing perfectly well.
Good, great.
It is all under control.
I'm pleased to hear it. It's just a thought. Now I've got plenty of other things to be getting on with.
There you go, Kenton.
Oh, thanks.
I should perk you up.
Yeah. I don't know what got into him. It was like I accused him of being a bad parent or something.
Well, I ain't at my best first thing in the morning. Although he's a farmer, isn't he? He'd probably been up for hours already.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing stuff at Brookfield before he comes over.
Well, there you are, then.
Yeah, he's just exhausted, I expect. And stressed out. We all are, come to that.
Well, that's unsurprising, is it? What you all been through.
Yeah, you're right.
Any road, have you really got time to take on organising a big wedding with the bar and everything?
Well, you know, January, it's usually pretty quiet, isn't it, in the licensing trade?
Yeah, didn't you say you was covering staff leave?
Yeah, we have got a couple off. Leslie's skiing this week.
Oh, very nice.
In fact, I'm on shift this lunchtime.
And you're helping me.
Yeah, well, I just want to do my bit, you know.
Oh. Well, that's very nice of you.
Especially for the children. Mm. It's... Well, after Sid died, I really felt that I'd let Jamie down.
Oh, no, you did what you could.
No, Jolene, I messed up. That thing with Holly, he never forgave me.
Well,
and now Freddie and Lily have lost their dad, I don't want to make the same mistake. I want them to know that they can rely on me. And Elizabeth, too.
You're a good man, Kenton.
Oh.
You are. Well, we all make mistakes, but if you can learn from them...
You know, I just seem to make more than most.
Well, that's because you're always doing. It's easy to get nothing wrong if you never do nothing in the first place.
That's really nice of you to say that.
Well, I mean it.
Well, this is a bit of a deep conversation with this time of the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Come on, let's talk breakfasts.
Right.
Well, they just said they didn't really like cheesecake, so could you do something else instead? I don't know, they didn't say. Well, could you send some ideas over? Thanks. No, I haven't had final numbers yet. By the 25th, that's next Tuesday. 1 week ahead, I see. All right, I'll chase them. Children? I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll ask them. Well, I assume they've included the bride and groom. Do they? Oh. All right, I'll check that too. Oh, was that everything for now? Okay. All right, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Yeah, thanks. Bye.
Ye gods!
This the Barrington Hughes wedding?
Oh!
There's so much to think about. I've got so many lists.
Can I help at all, David?
I think for most of this, I'm going to have to talk to Mrs. Barrington Hughes again. Oh. Yeah, the photographer's been in touch. He wants to come and look at, you know, where he can take pictures.
Ah, yes, recce the locations.
He's asked if there's anywhere we use regularly.
Well, Elizabeth would know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't really like to keep bothering her.
Oh, most weddings here are in the spring and summer, so the usual locations are outside.
I thought that, what's it called? That room next to the ballroom.
The anteroom?
Yeah, I thought that might be nice.
Well, will it be big enough, though, once you get both families in?
I don't know.
I think they've done big group shots on the stairs before, in inclement weather.
Oh, right, that's a thought.
And you might like to think of someone a little more private, you know, for more intimate shots of the bride and groom.
Right.
The blue drawing room, maybe.
Okay.
Maybe we should take a little stroll around the hall. I'm sure we could come up with some likely places.
Thanks.
Anything else?
This emceeing.
Hmm?
Well, you know that Nigel was going to do it, and now they're dealing with me, so obviously they're expecting me to stand in.
Yes.
Well, it's just, well, I've been to lots of weddings, but you never really take notice, do you? I mean, blokes don't. You just go through and eat when you're told and stand up when you're asked to and raise your glass when someone else does.
Yeah. And it's a bit different when you're the one who has to do the asking.
Yes.
Well, would you be more comfortable if I took it on?
Oh, no, that's very good of you, Lewis, but I really think it ought to be me. I just need to mug up a bit.
Well, I'd be quite happy.
No, I'm sure I can manage, thanks. I just need to do a bit of research.
Ah, well, offer's there. Just let me know.
So, have you managed to get all local produce?
Well, I can't guarantee the tomatoes, but just about all the rest of the cooked stuff.
Oh, great. Yeah. So, we should put that on the menu then, shouldn't we?
Oh,
Oh, yeah.
In fact, better than just say it's local, we should say exactly where it comes from.
Yeah, okay.
Right, let's write this down.
Yeah.
Ready? Tom's sausages.
Yeah, and bacon.
Okay, right. Free range organic sausages and bacon.
Yeah.
From nearby Bridge Farm.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. And Pat's yogurt and Mike's milk for the cereals.
Okay, right. Yogurt and milk from cows. Grazing the fields of Ambridge.
You're good at this, aren't you?
Oh, it's my speciality, darling. Ask anyone around here.
Oh, go on.
Eggs?
Neil's.
Yeah.
How about eggs from hens that... scratch freely.
Very good. Eggs from hens scratch freely in the shadow of Lakey Hill.
Oh, great. Ah. Great. Yeah.
Right, I'll type this up before I take it to my mate.
Oh, look, I can do that.
Oh, that's all right. You probably couldn't read my handwriting anyway. There. So, when will you be serving from?
Well, 9, I thought. Me cooking and Fallon serving.
Right. Well, I'll be there then.
No, Kenton, you're far too much on.
Well, I said I would. I can do an hour or two after I've dropped the kids off.
I can cook a few breakfasts.
No, really, you'd... Well, actually, you'd be doing me a favour.
Oh, yeah, how do you work that out?
Well, I need to keep busy, otherwise I'd...
Yeah, you start thinking.
Yeah.
He was a good mate to you, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, he was. He was the best.
You gotta deal with your own grief, you know.
I know.
I mean, it's all very well looking out for everyone else, but you gotta think of yourself, too.
I am. That's why I want to be here. I want to help here. At Lower Loxley, it's all around me, and at Jack's I have to, have to be in charge. But here...
Yeah, there's no pressure.
Yeah, it's just a good place to be.
Well, that's great you feel comfortable here. You know, you're very welcome.
So, you'll let me dirty your frying pans then?
Yeah, all right then.
You're quiet, darling.
Sorry.
No, don't worry.
It just seems a bit unreal somehow.
I know what you mean. It was the same when Chris and I went to register your father's death. Almost like you're watching someone else do it. On the television or something.
Yes.
I know there was lots of detail, but the main thing is that you're secure for your lifetime.
I've explained to the children about it being held in trust. Freddie was sweet, said that meant Nigel trusted us to look after it.
Well, that's true.
And then Lily said he shouldn't have to. He should never have climbed on the roof.
Oh, darling.
At least they can talk about it.
This trustees meeting, when did Fraser say he'd set it up?
Next month, was it? I can't quite remember, to be honest.
I think that's right. You'll be able to agree a way forward with them, then.
Yes.
Well, surely, the thing to do
is... Oh, look, there's Kenton. Hello?
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
I didn't realise you were coming back.
Well, just briefly.
Morning!
Hello, Mum. No, I'm off to Jack's now, via the printers.
Right.
Going to drop off the copy for Jolene's breakfast promotion. Menu and posters, you know.
How were Lily and Freddie?
They were fine. Good as gold. In fact, I was wondering if you'd like to bring them over to the Bull for breakfast on Sunday morning.
That sounds like a nice idea.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of a change of scene for them, I thought. I'd offer to take them myself, but I'll probably be doing the cooking.
That's brave.
Well, helping at least.
Yes, yeah, it might be nice. I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, well, only if you want to. No pressure. Right, well, I'd better get off if I'm going to make the lunchtime shift.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll see you later. See you, Mum.
Bye.
I'd better see what's happening in the office.
No, Elizabeth. Come and have a little sit down. I could make us some tea.
Well, I can have a cup of tea in the office.
Darling, I'm going to insist.
Mum, I really can't let things slide.
Well, I've been thinking about that. I know David and Lewis are mucking in. But it isn't really their job, is it? I mean, they're not experts.
No, and
so
that's...
wouldn't it be a good idea to get a manager in? From an agency or something?
Oh, no!
Even if it was just until this trustees meeting.
No, that wouldn't be right. Nigel and I were very much hands-on owners.
You're not ready to take it all on yet.
Personal service is part of the Lower Loxley brand. People need to know that I'm still in charge, carrying things on just like before.
You need to be careful, Elizabeth.
I am.
I'm very concerned. You really mustn't take on too much too soon.
Morning! David! David, hello!
Hi, Brian.
Come to do your strawing down, and then see if there's anything else Ruth needs me to do.
Yes, thanks.
What's the silage for? Young stock?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I thought Bert was seeing to them for the time being.
No, he did turn up earlier, but his back was obviously killing him.
Oh, I don't suppose this weather's helping?
No. He tried to say he was all right.
Ah, good old Bert.
But he clearly wasn't up to working. I sent him back home.
Right. Well, so you're lumbered with it now, are you?
Someone's got to do it.
Well, I could.
Well, I've started now.
Yeah, but I could take over.
You got the strawing down.
Yeah, well, look. If Bert's got a bad back, it's quite possible he'll be off for a while, isn't it?
I suppose so.
Well, why don't I come with you today? Then if Bert's order come by for the next few days, I can take it on. Well, go on. I'd like to see how your bullocks are getting on. Haven't seen them for a couple of weeks.
Okay, then. Yeah, come on up.
Right, are you ready?
Oh, I was just having a cuppa, Nick. Do you want one?
Oh, probably better not, Clary. When's your appointment?
10.
Oh, no, by the time we've parked. Those nice ladies run that tea shop in the outpatients, don't they?
The League of Friends?
Yeah, I'll have one there while we're waiting.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm nearly finished.
Oh, bet you can't wait to get that plaster off, can you?
Can't come soon enough. I just hope my wrist's going to be all right when it does.
Yeah.
I'm so desperate to get back to work.
I know.
Vicky's already got her feet too far under the table for my liking.
Yeah, she does seem very happy working
there. Susan says she carries on like she's been there for years, not just a few weeks stopgap.
That's the way she is, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't want her getting no ideas about that job for the long term.
Well, Pat wouldn't give you a job away, though, would she?
Well, I don't want to give her the chance.
Well, it's not just work, though, is it? It'll make such a difference here at home.
Oh, you're right there. I don't know who's more fed up with Joe doing the cooking, me or him.
Hey, I can wash that up for you.
No, it's all right, Tyler. I'll just rinse it out. I'll wash it up proper when we come back. It'll be a treat for me.
Oh, some treat? Washing up a mug?
Believe me, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, shall I help you on with your coat?
Oh, yeah, if you wouldn't mind. Last time you'll have to do that.
Oh, I don't mind.
Oh, it's going to make such a difference being back to normal.
They're doing well, aren't they?
Yeah, not bad.
Bright-eyed, alert. Oh, I wish I felt like that in the depths of winter.
I don't think the pasture's suffering too much. What do you think?
It looks okay to me.
It's one of our driest fields. Right, let's get on.
Tell me, David, how are the children?
They're fine.
Well, I don't suppose you're seeing much of them, are you? I mean, splitting yourself between here and Lower Loxley.
We try to eat together in the evenings.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's Nolly's birthday tomorrow.
Is it?
We're going to chat with her on Skype. She's got her present, of course. Jenny made sure she bought it in time for Kate to take with us when she left before Christmas, you know.
It's very organised.
Well, you know Jenny. She's got a lot of Peggy in her. Very capable.
Yeah.
Must say, I'm seeing a little bit of their mother in Lillian, too.
Really?
Well, with this market development company. I mean, it's obvious Matt's pulling the strings, but... Fair play to Lillian. She puts up a good fight around the boardroom table.
How's that going?
Well, plans are in, so we're very much in the hands of the council now.
But they're in favour generally?
Yes, but you know how it is with planners. Always some detail can suddenly rear up and bite you on the backside.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're looking forward to Thursday, of course.
Thursday?
Your big day, the NFU dinner.
Oh, right.
You hadn't forgotten.
No, I thought you were talking about the market.
Ah.
Is Jennifer coming as well?
Yes, and Adam.
Good.
I have to keep him with the new chairman, don't I?
I suppose so.
Yeah, I'll be interested in what this chap from Felpersham University has to say. Hope we'll be able to understand what he's talking about. You know, economist. At least if Adam's there, he should be able to translate for us.
Oh, yeah, that was his degree, wasn't it?
Yeah, agricultural economics.
Still, global soft commodity prospects. Should be plenty of food for thought.
Well, we hope so.
Right. Expect you'll be wanting to get on now.
Yes. I should be getting over to Lower Loxley.
Well, if Bert's still crocked, just let me know and I'll do this for the next few days.
Oh, thanks, Brian. I appreciate that.
No problem. How are things over there? It's quite hectic, I expect.
Well, it's pretty busy, yeah, but Elizabeth's being very strong.
Oh, good.
And we're keeping things going. We're doing okay.
Yeah, it's farmhouse breakfast week or something. So Jolene's going to expand the breakfast menu for the week.
Is she?
Yeah, and open earlier. Try to encourage people to come in before they start work.
Well, worth a try, I suppose. It's funny though, isn't it? A few years ago, no one had ever thought of pubs serving breakfast. Not unless they did B&B.
A couple do in Borchester. Three Tons opens at 7, I think.
Well, got to do anything they can to bring in the punters, haven't they?
Well, it was nice to see Jolene a bit enthusiastic about something. She still seems pretty down most of the time.
It's such a shame. She was always such a lively woman.
Yeah. How's Joe getting on with his mistletoe thing? Has he had any takers?
Yeah, a few. You know them houses up by the allotments?
Yeah.
He's had several there.
Oh, that's good.
But anyone who's lived here a while, they ain't so keen.
Don't they like mistletoe?
Oh, in that, they just know how hard it can be to grow, certainly to get berries on. No, it's mainly the townies that gets taken in.
So, is it not real then?
Oh, yeah, well, rubbing the berries on the tree's real. And if people want to pay a bit extra for some chanting and whatnot, then that's up to them. Joe could be up to a lot worse.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, we're telling Jim Lloyd about how much effort Joe's putting into the chanting and that. Because, you know, it was his research that's got Joe onto this druid stuff in the first place.
Oh, no, I didn't realise.
Yeah, well, I thought he'd be pleased.
What, that it inspired Joe?
Yeah. He's a funny old stick.
Yes, OK, I can see that, but I thought the band would finish the evening off. Do you? I think it's straight after the evening buffet. No, the band. I don't know, I'm afraid. Look, you better leave it with me. I'll check with their agent and I'll get back to you. I've got it somewhere. Hang on. Yeah, go on. Yeah. Oh, hell, this pen's not working.
Here's a pen, David.
Thanks. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. 742. Okay. All right, Clyde. I'll ring you back.
Oh. Well, problems?
That was the DJ for the Barrington Hughes wedding. He thinks he's ending the evening off, but I thought the band was. So then he started talking to me about how many sets they were playing and what sort of length. And frankly, Lewis, I don't have a clue.
Well, the agent should clarify that. Perhaps you could put them in contact with each other and they can sort it out between them.
Yeah, but what about the client? They might prefer it one way or the other.
Yes, possibly.
And then there's the ice sculpture.
Yes.
Look, these are Nigel's notes, right? Mm-hmm. Look here, it says, it's book ice sculpture, Swan.
With a big tick.
So, to me, that looks as if Nigel has actually booked the thing.
You'd think so.
Yeah, but I can't find any trace of who he's booked.
Well, I suppose he may have done it by telephone. Perhaps he'd meant to confirm it in writing and never had the chance.
Yeah, but look at this one. See here? It says flowers. That's actually crossed out. And I know he's done that because I keep having mystifying conversations with the florist.
So you think the tick might mean something else?
Yeah, but I don't know. So do I cross my fingers and hope that he has done it, or do I book someone and take the risk of having competing ice sculptures on the day?
Well, better to have two than none, if the client has requested it.
Hmm. I know my record-keeping might not be the best, but Nigel's...
He's a little idiosyncratic, like the man himself.
Yeah. You know this dealing with redundancy seminar?
Yes.
The organiser is claiming that Nigel offered them a 15% discount on the delegate day rate if they attracted more than 50 delegates.
Seems plausible.
Right, so I just wanted to check the booking sheet for the event, and I can't find it anywhere.
Well, shouldn't it be in here?
Well, you'd have thought so, wouldn't you? But it seems that Nigel's filing was just as...
idiosyncratic.
Yeah. Idiosyncratic is his record-keeping. Guess where I found the invoice from Royal's Rink Hire?
Not under R, I take it.
Under I, for ice.
sawed it off with a circular saw, they did.
Wow.
Very fancy one. Not like Eddie's, but still.
And how's the wrist?
Well, it's a bit stiff, but that's normal, they reckon. They're ever so pleased with how it's set.
Oh, great. And have you got to have any physio or anything?
No, no. They said I've got to get it moving, so they give me some exercises to do. Strengthen it up, you know. And I've got to come back in 6 weeks to see if it's okay.
Well, that is good.
Yeah. They've told me to put moisturiser on my skin where it's gone a bit dry under the plaster.
All right.
But I'm fine. So I'm going to ring Pat and tell her I can start back at work next week.
Well, that soon?
Well, doctor said it was okay, long as I didn't do a heavy lifting with that hand, so I just have to be careful.
Well, good for you.
Oh, and now, Nick, I have been so grateful for all the help you've given me while I've been out of action.
Oh, you're welcome. Look, it's only what anyone would have done.
Well, not everyone. No, I really am grateful. So, now as I can cook again, I want you and William to come round for a special thank you meal.
Oh.
Sometime next week?
Yeah, we'd love to. Shall I talk to Will and we'll sort out a day with you?
Smashing.
Right, well, let's get you home.
Yep. There's a mug there that's going to be washed within an inch of its life.
Any luck?
No.
Not under R for redundancy?
No, it was the first thing I checked.
Oh, I can't see it here either.
And that's assuming he's made a note of it, even if we could find it.
Well, it doesn't seem like the sort of thing someone would make up. Does the organiser seem straight to you?
It's hard to tell. He sent me an email.
Well, if they have got 50 delegates, why don't you just agree it?
Well, I suppose that's best, yeah.
Yes, yes. David, you're doing a wonderful job here.
Doesn't feel like it.
Well, look, please don't get me wrong on this, but don't you think it's time you talk to Elizabeth about bringing in a professional manager?
No.
Well, someone who's used to dealing with this sort of thing.
No. Elizabeth wants me to handle things.
Has she actually said that?
And I want to do it.
Well, that's admirable, but
the trustees' meeting is only 3 weeks away. After that, things will be clearer for her. We can manage until then.
All right. As you wish. But if there's any way in which I can help, please don't hesitate to ask.
I've only got a 20.
No problem, Jill.
Yes, I suddenly realised I was short of cream.
Can't have that.
Daniel does like my pavlova.
It's for him, is it?
I'm eating there tonight. This is my contribution.
There you are. £18.60.
He's wrestling with the tricky problem of what A-levels to choose.
I hope he's considering history. He has considerable aptitude for that. I wonder if they offer classics. That would be a wonderful combination for him.
It needs to be his decision, of course. Jim?
Oh, of course.
Anyway, I must go.
Mind out, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Cool. He comes in for an ounce of baccy and he gets assaulted.
Elizabeth?
Oh, sorry, Shula.
David said you'd gone to make a cup of tea.
Yes.
I'll do it, shall I?
It's all right.
No, you sit down.
Okay.
Oh.
Didn't I fill the kettle?
Don't worry. He said you'd been gone a while.
Oh, had I? I was just... You know.
Just thinking.
Not even thinking, really.
Yes.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't been for a couple of days.
It's all right. You've got a business to run. Can't keep coming round here.
I'm thinking of you all the time.
Thanks.
And I've got some news.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, Neil rang this morning. He's arranged a court appeal in honour of Nigel.
Oh, that's lovely.
He wanted to make sure I could be there. He knew I'd want to ring, as I couldn't at the funeral.
Of course.
So we've agreed next Sunday, in the evening, 6 o'clock.
That's so kind.
Well, as Nigel was a ringer...
He'd have loved that. I must come and hear it.
Where are the mugs?
The cupboard above the kettle.
Oh, yes. Shall I do one for David and Lewis as well?
If you wouldn't mind.
No, of course not.
I was finding it... It was a bit hard to concentrate in the office.
Of
course it was. We keep telling you, Elizabeth.
Well, I thought it could at least be useful by making some tea.
Yeah. How are Lily and Freddie?
They're okay. Quite quiet a lot of the time.
Yes.
Being twins, when something like this happens, they seem to give each other a lot of support. Like you and Kenton.
Yes. When Dad...
Yes.
It is something special. They've got their interview next week as well, haven't they, with the headmaster at the cathedral school?
Thursday.
Do they still have to take something in with them to talk about?
Yes. Yeah. Freddie's going to take something that Nigel made.
Oh, that's nice.
You know that bodging, green woodworking he had a craze for?
One of his many.
Yes, well, one of the first things he ever made on the pole lathe was a dibber for the garden. Ever so simple.
Oh, yes.
Freddie was there when he made it and Nigel gave it to him straight away. Oh. Keeps it in his room.
Oh, that's lovely. And Lily?
One of Cranford Crystal's old shoes.
Oh, so both to do with Nigel, then?
Yes.
Do you think they'll be all right to talk about him to a stranger?
It's what they both wanted.
Right.
And I suppose, at the moment, anything else just doesn't seem important.
Mr. Sanderson will be very sensitive about it, I'm sure.
Yes.
It's nice that Lily's picked a horsey thing.
Isn't it?
I was going to say they'd both be very welcome to come over for a ride. Maybe with Daniel.
Oh.
It might help a little.
Yes, it's a nice thought. I'll have a word with them.
Your change.
Walter. Right, are you best get on?
Hold on a minute, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I need to talk to you about druidic ritual.
Oh, you've done some more research,
then? No, but it's come to my attention that you've been using the research I've already done, or rather you've been abusing it.
No, I don't think so.
So, do you deny that you've been calling door to door dressed in improbable white robes? Brandishing spray-painted secateurs and posing as some sort of druidic high priest.
Oh, I never said I was a high priest.
And spouting some spurious mumbo-jumbo ostensibly designed to ensure the germination of mistletoe.
Oh, it's just a bit of salesmanship, though.
Joe, I did that research for you, ubeduma fides. In utmost good faith. Because I thought you were genuinely interested.
Oh, I was.
In the subject. Not in how to make money out of it by duping local residents.
Well, it was only a bit of fun.
Well, it may have been. But I must insist that you stop immediately.
Well...
If the word gets about that this farrago is based on research that I undertook, I'll be a laughingstock. I have a reputation to protect, you know.
Well, I just about covered all the houses round here any road. All the ones what seemed likely.
Gullible, you mean?
Well, I didn't mean no harm by you.
Well, maybe not.
And I'm sorry for any offence caused.
So you'll stop?
Yeah, all right.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, tell you what, though.
Joe.
No, listen. You knows that apple tree of yourn?
Yes.
To make amends, how's about I give it the treatment, eh? Smashing oaths for mistletoe is apple trees.
Well...
I could do you the full package. No extra charge.
No, Joe, by all means, stick some berries on a branch.
Yeah, right-o.
But chanting will not be necessary.
Tony's eating with us, I take it?
Oh, yes, he'll come down to eat.
Jamie's had the form in his bag since way before Christmas.
Has he?
I just can't get him to talk properly about it, Pat.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, every time I broach the subject, he says he doesn't want to do A-levels. I'll open the wine, shall I?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Cathy.
Oh, this drawer's still a bit stiff.
Yeah, I know. Tony's going to look at it. So, is Jamie interested in some sort of vocational qualifications?
Oh, no. He says he doesn't want to go to college at all.
Oh, that's not good.
Just leave school and be done with education altogether.
Tony! Food's ready!
I'm at the end of my tether with him.
It smells delicious. What is it?
A goulash. It's been cooking for ages. I put it in before I went to Lower Loxley.
Ooh. So, you were saying about these exams?
Yeah, talking to Elizabeth today, I could see how important it is to her that Lily and Freddie get into the cathedral school.
Yes.
I mean, it was before, of course. But now it has this extra significance because of how important it was to Nigel. It's like they all want to carry out his
dying wish.
Oh, Mum.
I know. Come on. It's all right. It's all right.
I miss him so much.
I know. We all do.
But I don't feel I've got the right.
What on earth do you mean?
To feel so low about it myself. Not compared with Elizabeth, what she must be suffering.
That doesn't mean you can't feel grief as well. Nigel was part of your life for just as long as he was part of Elizabeth's.
Yes, he was.
And a very important part. Who knows? If things had worked out differently.
Yes.
And even though that didn't happen, he was always such a good friend to you.
Mm. I remember when Mark died, he was an absolute rock.
I know.
Do you remember the morning of the funeral?
Of course I do. He phoned, didn't he?
Mm. He didn't really say much, but...
what he did say counted.
That's right. It was so comforting.
Yes.
He was strong for me then. Now I want to be strong for Elizabeth.
You are being. But that doesn't mean you can't feel the loss yourself.
Oh. Evening. Ah, Jill, good. I thought you'd... oh, I'm sorry. Is this a bad moment?
No, Jim, no. Come on in.
Ah, thank you. I called round to Glebe Cottage, Jill, and when you weren't there, I remembered you had plans. I think this is yours.
It's my purse. Thank you very much, Jim.
My pleasure.
I hadn't even noticed it was missing.
Glad to reunite you. Is Daniel in?
No, not at the moment.
Oh.
He's walking Scruff, although he should be here any minute for supper.
I was hoping to have a word with him about his A-level options.
Surely, if he doesn't have a particular career in mind, he should pick the subjects he enjoys most. He's likely to do best at them, isn't he?
Oh, you may well be right, Jill, but... oh, well, he won't want to eat his supper accompanied by me pontificating on the subject of academic specialisms. I'll leave you to it.
All right.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Farewell.
Jim?
Yes?
Have you eaten?
Oh, not yet. I came straight from the shop.
Would you like to stay for supper?
Well, if you have enough to spare.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, in that case, I'd be delighted. Thank you, Shula.
Well, it's not like he's coming up with any alternative. I think he reckons he can just sit around all day and play computer games.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Sure it is. Cathy?
Yes?
You know I always enjoy you coming round, and I do appreciate how you muck in when you're here.
Well, I do try.
And normally it's fine, obviously.
But?
Well, as you know, next week Helen will be bringing Henry home, and inevitably it's going to be a bit topsy-turvy for a while.
Of course.
Now, you know that you're always welcome, of course, but I wonder if, given the baby, we could start to agree one night each week for you to come to eat.
It's difficult for me to plan a regular evening with functions at work.
Oh, yeah, I don't mean every Monday or something like that. I realise that wouldn't work.
But just one night a week?
Only for dinner. Whenever you wanted to pop in for coffee, feel free, of course. And I'll come round to yours, too.
No, I understand, Pat. Of course, you're going to have your hands full.
It would help me get organised.
I've probably been a bit too dependent on you.
No, I'm not saying that.
But, yes, don't worry. Message received.
Mm.
Ruth, what time is it? Ruth? Oh, my God.
David!
What?
Brought you some breakfast.
Oh, wonderful.
Sausage sandwich and a coffee.
Oh, I'm gasping.
I take it you haven't had anything yet.
No. What with my late start?
Yeah, although most people wouldn't think of 7 a.m. as a late start.
Most people aren't farmers, Ruth.
And most people aren't farmers who are also trying to run a stately home. Here.
Oh, thanks. You shouldn't have let me sleep when you got up for the milking.
I didn't know you wanted to get up then.
I must have done.
I thought you were allowing yourself a lie-in because of the AGM tonight.
Well, no, if anything, I needed to get up earlier because of that.
Well, if you'd said last night, I'd have... Anyway, the kids have gone. If you want to get off to Lower Loxley now, I can finish off with the mixer wagon.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Brian will be over soon.
Okay, thanks. I've seen to the calves and I've fed the ewes.
Great.
I'll go and have a quick shower and then I'll get off then. Thanks for the sandwich.
Try and get back a bit early so you can have a rest before tonight.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
It's a big night, David. You don't want to be too tired.
I know.
At last, a human being.
Hi, Lillian. What's up?
Well, I'm meant to be having lunch with your mother, but she's not back yet.
I think she's taken Gran to the Laurels.
Yeah, well, serves me right for being on time for a change, I suppose.
And Brian's over at Brookfield. Walk with me?
There's nothing else to do, darling. How's the lambing going?
Well, tailing off now. Still a few ewes inside.
Oh, well, they're the sensible ones. I'd hold on as long as possible too in this weather.
Are you going out for lunch?
No. Your mum's just rustling something up.
Ah.
Why?
Well, I've been meaning to get a present for Brenda. I thought if you were in town, you might have been able to pick something up.
Can't you just get her a card from the shop, Adam? It's not like she's a relative.
Well, she's going to be, and it is her 30th. Mm. And as I'm going to the party...
Oh, you made the cut, did you?
Yeah, I think Ian and I were considered just youthful enough. Not that he can make it, of course.
Working?
I'm going to the NFU AGM this evening, but I expect everywhere will be shut by then.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, well, I've got until tomorrow. I'll sort something out. Ah.
What is it?
Well, there should be water in this. Roy was saying... Phoebe and Abby are making her a birthday cake.
Oh, that's nice.
With Hayley's help, of course. Oh, look, it's jammed on the side.
Oh.
You haven't said anything in the office, Lillian, have you?
No.
Well, the party's all a big surprise. She thinks Tom's taking her out for a meal.
I won't say a word, darling.
Oh, good hope. Heard from James, recently.
Well, he's very busy, you know.
No. Is he still a management consultant?
Yeah, as far as I know.
And how's Amside getting on? Anything exciting in the offing?
I wish.
Brian says the market plans are coming up soon.
Oh, yeah, that's plowing ahead, but, you know, it's going to be a long, long time before we see any income from that.
Of course.
Otherwise... If I'm honest, we're struggling a bit.
Huh?
Well, we had high hopes for a pair of terraces in Hollerton, but they've just fallen through.
Oh, that's a shame.
We still haven't filled all the hillside flats.
I saw the to-let sign still up, but isn't January a notoriously bad time anyway?
That's what they say.
Well, things will pick up, I'm sure.
You think so?
Don't you?
There's one possibility Matt's been talking about.
Yeah?
Look, Adam, keep this to yourself, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Matt says that Jolene wants to sell up.
Leave the bull? I thought that had gone away.
Well, not according to him. I know takings are down year on year.
But what about all this I love the bull stuff?
Well, it's helped a bit, but... The real problem is that Jolene's heart isn't in it anymore.
Hello again, Ruth.
Oh, how are you getting on?
Oh, fine, fine. I've seen to the Herefords.
Oh, great.
So I'll hitch up the blower and start on the strawing down, shall I?
Please.
Right, I'll have to get off home after that, though.
Yeah, of course. We're really grateful for your help, Brian.
Oh, no problem. And will I be seeing you at the AGM later?
Oh, yeah, we'll both be there. Well, obviously David will be.
Can't do without the incoming chairman.
No. I just hope he manages to stay awake through it.
So, how would it work?
Well, I suppose we'd have to buy Jolene and Jamie's shares, and I'd transfer my share to Amside as well.
What, and then you'd shut the place down?
Yeah.
And then what? Oh, hang on. Sorry, it looks like this one's lost his mum. There you go. Bit dozy, this one. Have to get social services onto it. Sorry, what were we saying, Lillian?
The bull.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then what? Convert it to flats, or would it just be one residence?
Oh, flats. But with the car park and the garden, there's a potential to put several other houses there as well.
Mm. It's hard to visualise.
Maybe a little gated estate.
No bull anymore. And you think Jolene would be up for it?
What Matt says is true. She wouldn't take much persuading.
You haven't talked to her about this?
No, not recently. I expect she's been putting up a bit of a front for me.
And do you want to do it? Be the person who shuts the place down?
Oh, of course I don't want to do it, Adam. So much of my money is tied up in Amside now, and if Jillian's going to get out anyway...
What, do you think she will?
Well, she might not have any choice if the business continues to slide. Well, at least this way, it means she can get out with some dignity.
Oh, I don't know. Losing the pub. It's so important to the village.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. To be honest, I'm in a real dilemma about it.
Oh, at last!
I know.
It's gone six.
Yes, Ruth, I've seen the time.
What happened to coming back early?
I said I'd try. There's just too much happening with this flipping wedding.
I thought at least I'd better get ready.
Well, it won't take me long. It's just as well I shaved this morning.
You were meant to have a rest when you got home.
Well, I'll close my eyes in the car for 5 minutes. Are you okay to drive?
Yeah, sure. I was going to drive back anyway.
No, thanks.
You must be exhausted, David.
I'll be fine.
Will this do? There's a spare seat for Mum.
Well, I said we'd keep one for Ruth as well. Come on, let's go here.
OK. Have you got the agenda? When's David's big moment?
Well, let's have a look. Outgoing chairman's report, reports from Commodity Board. Ah, appointment of chairman there.
Oh, right. We're wild yet, then.
Hello. Is it all right if I sit there?
Yeah, we're keeping it for you, Ruth.
Jenny's in the loo, so leave that one on the end.
OK, thanks.
No problem. How's David? Is he nervous?
I don't think he's had the time to be nervous.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, looks like we're about to kick off.
I'd like to thank Arthur for his very kind words and to pay tribute to the excellent work he's done as branch chairman over the last two, I think it's fair to say, fairly challenging years. He's been absolutely tireless in representing us, standing up for the members and speaking up for farming at local and national level. He's a tough act to follow, and not just for his turn at the charity night last July, which I think you'll agree was a complete revelation. But seriously, I've learnt a huge amount from Arthur, and if I'm half as good a branch chairman over the next 2 years, then I'll consider that a great success. Right then, we'll move on to the election of the other office holders. First, the new deputy chairman.
You did really well, didn't he, Adam?
To the manner born.
It was all right then?
More than all right. You looked confident, in control, not at all tired.
Well, that'll be the adrenaline.
I expect you're ready for this meal, David.
I am, actually. And a glass of wine wouldn't go amiss either.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing what this chap from Felbersham University will have to say.
The after-dinner speaker. Yeah.
Soft commodities. It's a volatile area.
Oh, you're telling me. It'll be interesting to hear his take on it.
Mm. Well, I'm just pleased I've survived the formal part.
Oh, more than survived.
I'm really proud of you, Mr. Chairman.
There you are, David. That's what you need after a good dinner, a good brandy.
Oh, thanks, Brian.
Sure you don't want one, Adam?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
And Ruth's driving, I know.
Yep.
Yeah, and I am grateful for that. Cheers.
Cheers.
We were talking about climate change.
No?
Yeah, specifically pests and diseases. How it's likely to change the picture we're used to over the next few years.
Well, I think global warming might not be all bad news for UK farmers.
What?
I'd lay money there'll be many parts of the world much worse affected by it than we are. I mean, look what happened with the Australian drought.
Yeah, that's all very well if you're in arable. A bit different for livestock farmers.
Well, you're leading the way there, aren't you? With your rotational grazing or whatever you call it.
Rational grazing.
I mean, the price of your grass isn't dependent on the Ukraine grain harvest.
It's partly dependent on the price of oil, though. Anyone like to predict what that will be by the time I hand over?
There'll be interesting times, that's for sure.
Well, I'm just determined to do my best for the members, no matter what.
And I'm sure you will, David. I'm sure you will.
That was a brilliant evening, wasn't it, David?
Yeah.
Really nice to put the world to rights afterwards as well. I'm so pleased it went well for you. Adam was saying about Brenda's party tomorrow. I must say I'm relieved we're not invited. I'm not sure. I'm up to two nights out in a row at the moment. Are you? David? Go on then, pet. You have a little sleep. I think you deserve it.
Sometimes funerals can be so... This sounds like an odd thing to say.
What?
Joyless. We went to one a couple of years ago, a school friend of Nigel's who died of cancer.
Oh, that's tough.
His wife obviously wasn't coping at all well, and the service had just been thrown together. And Nigel actually said to me, when I go, please don't let it be like this, Lizzie.
Did he?
Of course, he never thought it would be so.
Are you all right?
Yes. But that's what I'm trying to say. Alan made it so special. Please tell him that from me.
I will.
I know if Nigel could have seen it, he'd have felt we'd done him justice.
He'll be pleased to hear that. Oh, hello, David.
Oh, hi, Usha. You're not working today?
Oh, taking a day back. I had to go in Christmas week.
Oh.
Domestic dispute.
Is everything all right?
Fine.
Are you installed now?
Sorry?
NFU, weren't you made branch chairman last night?
Oh, yeah.
Were you? You didn't say anything.
Oh, well, it's just routine. You know, after a spell as deputy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Did it go okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Anyway, if you'll excuse me, I just need to... There's a map of the estate I need to find.
Oh, actually, I must be off. I said I'd pop in on Ruth on my way home. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye. And thanks again for coming in, Usha.
I'll tell Alan what you said.
Thank you.
Oh, Usha, if you're seeing Ruth, could you tell her that I should be back about 6:30?
Of course. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Actually, I must go as well.
Oh?
I'm going to collect Lily and Freddie from school.
Oh, I thought Hayley was back to doing that.
Yeah, I said I'd do it today.
Oh, okay.
Freddie looked so washed out this morning.
Oh, did he?
He just said he'd slept badly, but well, I wonder...
What?
These entrance exams. I know they want to do them for Nigel, but I think it's giving them a lot of pressure.
You think they're worrying about them?
They've had so much to cope with, and with this on top as well.
I thought Lily was doing okay.
Well, yes, I suppose it's Freddie I'm most concerned about. I have been from the start.
It's difficult, isn't it?
with Nigel so keen for them to go to the cathedral school.
And they're very keen too. But I just wonder if it's asking too much.
It's in the back of the van. Shall I stick it in the workshop?
If you wouldn't mind, Mike.
I told David I won't need it till middle of next week at the earliest.
Thanks. He just hasn't had time to mend our chainsaw.
Yeah, he said.
And we've got to get that tree cut.
Blocking a gate, isn't it?
Hopefully he'll get to it this weekend.
Oh, you've already got a visitor.
Hi.
Oh, not for long, Usha. It's our Brenda surprise party tonight.
Is it?
Vicky wants Anne moving tables and stuff. Oh, I don't know. 30 years old? Doesn't seem possible.
Give her our love.
Yeah, I will.
Say happy birthday from me.
Yeah, Tara. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I had to start the milking.
No, I'm sorry. I spent longer with Elizabeth than I thought.
How are things there?
Well, she seems to be keeping it together, but only with a huge amount of effort. How did Pip get on?
With her exam?
Yeah, it was yesterday, wasn't it? Business studies.
She seemed reasonably pleased. She'd revised what came up anyway.
Oh, fingers crossed then.
Yep.
Ruth, I saw David briefly.
Uh-huh.
I have to say he's looking tired.
Well, you know, after last night on top of everything.
How did it go?
Oh, he did brilliantly. You could see how determined he is to throw himself into it.
On top of all his other commitments, he looked quite involved at Lower Loxley.
Well, yeah, it is a bit of a crunch time at the moment. He's under a lot of pressure.
And you are, I'd have thought.
Oh, it's inevitable, isn't it?
Are you sure you're all right?
I'm tired, obviously. Getting up this morning took a fair amount of willpower.
I bet.
But it's not forever. They've got a meeting of the trustees in 3 weeks.
Yeah?
So obviously at that point they'll sort out things for the future. Things like getting in a manager to work with Elizabeth.
Well, they'll have to. They've lost a full-time senior person.
And Nigel was so hands-on with a lot of the activities.
There's a skill set issue as well. I mean, David can hardly be in his comfort zone dealing with tourists and conferences.
Oh, it's the weddings that are really stretching him. Well, one wedding anyway.
No, they need to get someone in with the right sort of experience.
So, as it's just for a little while David's supporting Elizabeth, I reckon it's my job to support him.
So, is it Borchester or Felpisham?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on, Tom, give me a clue.
It wouldn't be a surprise then, would it?
Oh.
And, before you get in...
It's okay, I've already got a scarf.
This isn't to keep you warm. It's for your eyes.
What?
Come here.
You haven't got any fairy handcuffs as well, have you?
I just want to keep you guessing all the way there.
Well, aren't you a man of mystery?
I do my best.
All right, then. Blindfold me and abduct me.
Oh, steady on, Bren.
Do your worst, Sir Jasper.
When she was at Loxley Barrett, Brenda loved to dress up as Kylie Minogue and talk in an Australian accent. Sherry. Have you seen this, Jazza?
Aye, there's loads of them. Look, Vicky's been around everybody she knows, getting their memories of the birth together.
Oh, what a nice idea.
You reckon? Tom nearly wet in his cell.
Why? Did he do an embarrassing one?
No way. He just thinks Brenda will hate the whole idea.
So why are they up there, then?
It's Vicky. She wanted to do it.
I'd have thought Tom could have stopped her if he really thought it wasn't Brenda's thing.
You already stamped on a dozen of her daft ideas. This one sort of slipped through.
Oh, you boys all right for drinks?
Yeah, oh yeah, fine, thanks, Vicky.
I've nearly finished this, you.
Oh, there's lots in the kitchen. Just help yourself.
Don't worry, I will.
Have you been reading the memories of Brenda?
Yeah.
Aye, top idea, hen.
Oh, do you really think so?
I reckon anybody that didn't like it have to be a right party pooper.
Well, it's a matter of personal taste, of course.
Don't you like them, Harry?
Oh, no. I think it's a great idea. I'm just saying.
Hey, they're here.
Shh, everybody, shh. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, sure.
Now I want to be next to Mike for the big moment.
I think I'll get myself another bevy.
Oh, not yet, Jazza. Wait until they come in.
Jeez, I'm dying of thirst here.
Oh, shh.
Oh, Mike, I'm so nervous. I hope she likes everything.
Of course she will, love.
Nearly there.
Shh, shh, shh.
Right, now, mind the door.
Okay.
A couple of steps forward.
Right.
And...
Ooh, oh, mind my hair.
Sorry.
Surprise!
Oh, my God!
Happy birthday, love!
Happy birthday, Brenda.
It's Willow Farm.
Yep.
I thought you'd taken me miles.
We did go round Lakey Hill more than once or twice.
Oh, you! Oh, Roy! Kirsty! Gabby from Radio Borsetshire! Mm-hmm. Everyone's here. How long have you been planning this?
It was Vicky's idea.
I hadn't got a clue. Oh, and what's this?
Ah, yeah. Shall I get you a drink, Bren?
I gave Brenda a velvet hat for her birthday when she was about 12. She wrote me such a nice thank you letter. Clary. Oh, how lovely.
Oh, you like it?
What a brilliant idea.
Yeah, isn't it?
It was obviously really bothering Elizabeth. Because, you know, she was never as enthusiastic as Nigel was about the twins cramming for these exams anyway.
No.
And she's right, Ruth. The last thing they need now is more stress.
The timing's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, so I said I'd bring the schools next week and see if they could at least delay the process for a bit.
Well, that'd be something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think I'm going to go to bed.
Well, it's only just gone 9.
I know.
Oh, actually, David.
Yeah?
I think I'll come with you.
I've never been to a Burns night. Don't know much about it, really.
You've never been to a Burns night? You see, this is the sort of heathen I've been living with.
You eat haggis, don't you?
You don't just eat haggis, Harry. The haggis is the hero of the night.
I thought Robbie... Rabbi Burns was.
They both are. But you pipe the haggis in, you say a poem to it.
What, to the haggis?
Aye. Then you stick your dagger in it.
Right.
You'd be telling me, Nick, you've never eaten haggis.
Well...
Sassenach.
So why don't we have one, then?
What?
A Burns night party.
The flat?
Yeah. When is it? Next Tuesday?
Aye. The 25th.
Well, that should be enough time to get everything ready. I'll cook and you can make sure everything's suitably Scottish.
You'll cook?
Yeah, there's bound to be all the details on the internet.
Right. I'll make an announcement then. Excuse me.
Whoa, what are you doing?
Oh, just inviting people.
Now, Chazza, we can't invite all this lot.
Why not?
Well, have you seen our flat? Where would they all fit? I meant just a little supper party.
Hmm. Please yourself.
Haven't had a chance to say hello yet. Are you enjoying yourselves?
Yeah, it's great, thanks. Aye.
What a relief, eh?
Too late.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
Would you two like to come to a Burns night supper next Tuesday at ours?
Burns night? That sounds grown up.
Well, you are 30 now.
Oh. All right then, Tom?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
And maybe Mike and Vicky and Ed and Emma, our work contacts. Is that all right with you, Jazza?
Oh, whatever. Quiet, please.
Quiet, thank you. Come over here, Brenda.
Oh, okay. What's this then?
Now, I'm not going to embarrass Brenda by making a speech.
Just as well.
I just wanted to say thank you all for coming, and Brenda is a lovely girl, and she's all I could ever have wished for in a daughter, so happy birthday, love.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to add...
Oh, no.
I can't tell you what it's meant to me to join Mike's wonderful family. And, well, you know, Brenda, she's an absolute diamond.
Oh,
and she and Tom are nicely settled now with a lovely house.
No.
And both of them with good jobs. So, as they look to the future...
Don't say babies. Please don't say babies.
I just wanted to wish them every happiness because they really deserve it.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I just wanted to say, Dad, feelings mutual. And Vicky... I know you're the one who's organised this party, and I couldn't have asked for a better celebration. Thank you both.
Dodged the bullet there, Tommy.
Yep, all's well that ends well.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.